5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Burt Show.
What a scene it must have been over at Abby's house. A mental breakdown in the middle of Thanksgiving in front of the entire family.
Yeah, people were wondering what I was going to be making for Thanksgiving this year. And it turns out, a scene.
Yes!
I was going to be making a scene for Thanksgiving this year.
I'm sure you weren't the only person across the country, but I can't wait to hear what happened.
Yeah.
Do these breakdowns happen because you feel safe? Like, there's so much stress outside the family that when you get home, you feel safe that you can let all that happen? Or does it occur because of the family?
No, I think holidays are just like a pressure cooker. Like, for me, Thanksgiving has always kind of been a pressure cooker environment. My mom's side of the family, who I adore, but it is a huge, huge family. I mean, there's 30 of us. And every year we'll go up to a big cabin in North Georgia. And, you know, it's just a lot of people in one space. So it's kind of always had this weird energy that as an adult I've tried to avoid. I'm like, you know, I kind of was taking inventory of like Thanksgivings in the past. And there have been years where I've really enjoyed going up there because I love my family and there's so many of us that it can be a really good time. But sometimes having so many people can just make the quarters feel a little cramped and can also just make emotions be really, really heightened. And throughout my life, I think I've kind of always felt a little bit like an outcast or a black sheep on my side of the family. And there have been years where that I haven't felt that way. And then there have been years where I've definitely felt that way. And so as an adult, I've just sort of like taken a step back, but I live in Atlanta now. So now I kind of have the best of both worlds where I can go up, see my family, get to see people that I never get to see, and then get to go sleep in my bed. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the greatest. But I stayed a little bit longer this year because my brother has this new girlfriend. And so I was really excited to go. I'm like, okay, you know, I definitely need to hang out a little bit longer, spend some time with everybody.
This is the younger one that you were a little skeptical about initially because he was so into it.
Yes, and we found out that she is younger than we thought when we got there.
How'd that happen?
I think she let it split. We really love her. This isn't like me coming down on anybody, but we were just talking and she's like, yeah, I'm 22. I'm like, you're 22?
How old did you think she was?
He told us that she was 24 and my brother's pushing 30, and so we were like, oh, good for you, Ben. Love this for you. No, we love her. This is not like a hater comment. So anyway, I'm hanging out with them and I was really excited. We're going to Montaluce, this winery up in North Georgia. And I was kind of having a moment where I'm like, this is really cool. We're in this really great phase in our family where everyone's an adult. The youngest one is now 21. So we all enjoy doing the same things now. I think in the past, there's kind of been like weird split where there's like adults and then there's kids running around and then some people have to watch the kids. But I'm like, now we can all just go to a winery and watch a game and hang out. And it's a really good time. And then it got to the point where, you know, we're having a couple of bottles of wine. And as, you know, all family events go, you have maybe a little bit too much and then you go out to dinner. And we're all having dinner at some restaurant in downtown Dahlonega. And then we all just start, you know, kind of spilling our guts and we start talking about the future. And so now it's maybe, you know, 6 or 7 at this point. And we've kind of been out bopping around having some wine for a good bit now. And the topic of conversation of what the next year is going to look like comes up. And so everyone's kind of throwing out, you know, what 2025 is going to hold for them. And my brother, who literally just got in this relationship, and I say literally, I mean like this summer, it's a new relationship, goes, oh yeah, I'm going to propose this summer. I'm like, what? And then my cousin who just got married is like, yeah, I'm getting pregnant next year. And I'm like, you just got married. Everything's moving so fast. And then my brother goes, oh yeah. And then when me and her have kids, and I'm like, you and I were talking about, I'm like, I didn't know this girl existed 2 months ago. And now you're having kids. And he's like, yeah. And we're going to name them this, this, and this, and this. Oh, wow. And I'm like, now my nieces and nephews have names. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like trying to be cool because, you know, I'm like, everything just feels like it's moving so fast. And so the way I cope with things is through humor. So I'm like, let me make a joke. So I made some joke about how I'll never get to live the child-free life of my dreams, and I take my wine glass and I take a big gulp for dramatic effect, and then to finish off the joke, I'm like, I'm gonna slam this wine glass on the table. And so I tip it back and then I slam the wine glass down and it shatters. Oh, everywhere. There's glass in my brother's dinner. My mom is bleeding. She's cut up. It's all in my lap. And I'm sitting there just like, play cool, play cool. Humiliated. And everyone just kind of quickly moves on. But the conversation just ends up continuing. Like, people just keep diving in more into how everything is going to change in 2025. And I just start to spiral. Obviously, there was some white wine involved, but I'm sitting there and I'm like, we just got to this really cool place where everyone is kind of in the same phase. I feel like we have really great family chemistry. And I just start to get really upset. And I kind of, you know, when your forehead starts to cave in a little bit because you feel the tears coming and you're like, I can't have like a mental breakdown at Thanksgiving. Like, that's just so embarrassing. And I'm sitting there just kind of like looking to the left, my cousin who's 25 and just got married. And then my brother's girlfriend who is 22, who I just found out. And I guess they're getting married. I'm finding this out all at once. And I kind of have to, I start this moment where I start to feel very alone. And in the moment, I started to feel like it was about one thing. It started to feel like, oh my God, I'm the only single one. And I started to panic. And then I started to get like drunk angry where I'm like, they're so young and they didn't have to suffer like I did. And then I run into the bathroom and I just start having like this toddler tantrum where I'm like looking at myself in the mirror, oh God, and I'm like dry screaming. You know, when you do that thing where you're like, I'm like, I'm literally losing my mind for no logical reason. But when you're around family for that long and you've been drinking for that long, nuance goes out the window. And I just start to get furious that I'm single again for nearly the 28th year. And I woke up the next morning and was like, why did I lose my mind over that? Like, I'm fine. I know everything's going to work out in time. And of course, like, there's some weird feelings about everybody moving on. Like, why was I so sad about that? And I was driving home. It kind of hit me why I was kind of latching on to that feeling of being alone. Like, in the moment I thought, oh, it's just because I'm single and I'm mad that they didn't have to wait as long as I did. And there's frustration with that. And sure, maybe like some of that's true. But then I was like, no, I just feel like I'm being left behind by my family again. Like I mentioned, I always kind of felt like the black sheep in my family. I was always kind of on the outs. I was always kind of like the one that would get left behind growing up. And then I grew up a little bit. And then there were other things that happened that made me feel like an outcast. And I realized, I'm like, this is like the first Thanksgiving in a while. I just feel like I'm a part of the family. And next year, I guess I'm just going to be left behind again. Everyone's going to be in a new phase of life. My brother's getting married, apparently. And, you know, my cousin's going to be pregnant and things will just never be the same. Like, once you cross that phase of life, like, I'm not going there. It's not that I'm like upset that I'm like, you know, not married and having kids, but I just know I'm not going to be there and they're all going to be there. And so I'm kind of sitting there. I'm like, oh, I just felt so isolated. And I kind of had to work through that this weekend because I was like, I can't change what's happening and I shouldn't change what's happening because this is just what happens. It's life. Like, people get married and they have kids and they move on. But it was tough. I'm just sitting there like trying to keep it together at Thanksgiving and, you know, had to really let it out in the bathroom and come back and try and keep it together. But it was tough.
Do you have like a Have you always had this timeline of when things were supposed to happen? And because it's not right now, it's got you in panic mode?
I mean, I think there's a little bit of that. And I think for women, I think especially when you see 30 approaching, there, even though it's not necessarily true, you do kind of feel like you're going to get put on the expired shelf. Mm. But I mean, I think when in the moment when I was upset about being single, it was there was a little bit of frustration of like, I've had really no like emotional pit stop. You know what I mean? Like everyone, I feel like has kind of had like a serious relationship by the time you hit like 27 or 28. And for me, like I didn't get romantic attention in high school. And then in college, guys didn't want to date me. They just wanted to hook up with me. And then I graduated and the pandemic hit. And so then my early 20s are gone. And now fast forward, I'm going to be 28 and I'm just kind of like grieving a part of my life that I want to experience and I'm tried to experience and I'm just I can't get there. I haven't found the right person. I haven't found I haven't found a boyfriend yet. And there's some frustration there too. I want to be there with everybody else, but I'm just not. And there's a weird kind of frustration that happens when you realize you just have no control over it. Like it's not something I can make happen. So that's where I'm at.
So, trying to put myself back in your shoes when I was in like, you know, my mid to late 20s, obviously I look at you and I'm like, you have so much life ahead of you. I mean, this is coming from a woman who's, 45, didn't have her first kid until she was in her early 40s, right? And so I look at you and I'm like, I can sit back here and think you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Like there's still so much time and so much life to live. And that's easy coming from my perspective where I sit, whereas I can completely understand and validate your feelings where you sit. The one thing I just want to remind you is you were sitting at that Thanksgiving and instead of being in that moment present, you were already at Thanksgiving 2025.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Once my brother was like, yeah, we're naming our son Wyatt. I'm like, who's Wyatt? And so I'm sitting there like looking to the left, looking to the right. And instead of just having a good time, I'm just picturing all of these like ghost children.
and who's to say, and that's the thing, like who's to say that that's actually going to happen? I mean, so many things can happen in the next 365 days. And maybe that's the path that's going to happen. And maybe that's a path that's not going to happen. But my heart breaks for you because I know how you catastrophize and like you were already there and you were already living it and they had just vocalized it. So I just want to remind you that it's so much easier said than done about being in the present. And I want to try to assure you that there's still so much time left and you have so much life to live and you've accomplished so much already. And I don't want you to diminish your accomplishments simply because you don't have a man by your side.
And I totally feel that. Yeah. Kristen, I'm just lonely, okay?
I get you, girl.
I just want someone to hold my hand and tell me I'm pretty, Kristen.
And you deserve that.
I will give you one piece of advice that you should definitely take. Your plus one at Thanksgiving next year should be your therapist.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No